Hey, you guys!
We just said don't do that.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Max Friedman.
Gabe.
And I'm Gabe. How's it going?
His name's actually Nat.
Yes.
Nope.
Welcome to the Hawk Talks Arts and Entertainment Podcast.
There you go.
The City Life Sound of the City Podcast.
Nope.
Weekly
spew.
Where did that go?
That's funny because, like, we joke about this, but you guys haven't heard those podcasts either, so it's like...
I know you're loyal to us. Just us.
Right? Guys?
Both of you.
All right, so let's get right into it here. What do we got up first, Gabe?
Well, first of all, there's nothing really happening around town unless you're over 18, in which case...
There's nothing happening at the Englert this week or anything like that?
Nope.
That's unfortunate.
Nothing exciting. Anyway, so first off in music, we've got Bjork, kind of a, underground thing going on there.
Is Bjork the woman that wore the swan?
She's crazy, dude.
How is she underground? I thought she was super famous, but not.
She's actually pretty well known.
Well, she's pretty well known, but
not to
her music's
students.
Weird.
Her music is, she sounds really weird.
Yeah,
her voice
she's
is
real
scary.
Cool. So check her new album is out called Bastards.
Whoa.
Check
that
out. Sorry, Beepsers.
Beepsers.
And then up next, there's not too much on the radar for this next week music-wise, so we're going to get through a couple
except
of...
Except for one album, which Nat's going to talk about
in a second. I'm talking about Frightened Rabbit. They're a Scottish indie rock band with a new album out called Pedestrian Verse. They opened up for Death Cab for Cutie when I saw them last year, and they were really good. So check that out.
If you're into that indie stuff.
Yeah.
There's an album coming out that I'm really probably super going to be into. And it's by this really unknown artist named Tim McGraw. And the album itself is called Two Lanes of Freedom. Which two lanes? Like... Beer and pretzels? I don't know what two lanes he's talking about.
He's talking about the highway, dude.
I hate this so much. This is stupid. These countries.
But that's your boy.
He is my boy, but like my boy keeps coming out with freaking albums every year. I get him mixed up with like all of them. They're all the same people.
Yeah, no.
Who was the last guy I talked about?
Toby Keith.
Toby
Keith, Urban, Tim McGraw. It's like one giant evil power ranger. I hate it so much.
Quality
Although
music.
Keith Urban's Australian, so like I'm cool with him. Like Australian guys coming to be country singers. That's weird. He's married to Nicole Kidman too, which is like super weird. So
yeah.
I'm okay with that, but Tim McGraw, no. He has no excuse. I think I actually saw him in concert. And that's Garth Brooks. They're all the same. Jeez. Oh, man. This sucks. He's probably going to sing about beer and pickup trucks, which are the national, like, symbols of, like, Texas, Alabama, Oklahoma, and...
Louisiana.
I don't
know. And
probably
not. Alaska.
Crawfish.
anyways.
I don't know. I hate it. Don't buy it.
we
listened to like part of a song. We probably got maybe 25 seconds in.
Yeah, then we were trying to shut it off.
Barfed up my two lanes of freedom. Hate and more hate.
Good joke there, Nat.
So, yeah.
Anyways, so moving on to movies. First up, this weekend we've got Warm Bodies coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new zombie movie, but it's got a different spin on it. It's basically like... these people are zombies, but they somehow overcome the zombie...
Yeah, by, like, finding love, I guess.
Yeah, so, like, some people aren't infected by this disease, and they find this, like, one guy who has some hope of becoming a human again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
And so she, like, through, like, true love, he can overcome his zombie-ish nature,
this
probably.
Like, this sounds just like Trouble with the Curve.
It sounds...
played a dead guy the whole time. Then Amy Adams was like... I was in the hot seats. Those were the best seats. He's like, and then he's alive.
Yeah.
Shout out to Trouble with
and
the Curve.
John Goodman's in it.
I mean, so. I don't know. It sounds kind of corny, but it actually looks like it could be all
right. It's getting pretty good reviews, right?
Yeah.
I think.
The main guy is Tony from Skins.
Yeah.
He also was
Tony.
In the
Tony.
New X-Men movie.
Yeah.
And a couple of other stuff. He's getting up there.
Yeah. A couple of other stuff. Yeah.
A couple of other movies.
A couple of other stuff.
I don't remember, but
he was dating Jennifer Lawrence for a long time.
Yeah, that's kudos to that, dude.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good
weird
stuff.
Yeah.
So, Gabe, what do you have for your crappy movie of the week?
Well, this week It's going to go to Bullet to the Head.
Ooh, yeah.
With Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
Looks really, really good.
It's like Rocky meets Rambo meets The Expendables.
Meets Tokyo Drift.
Meets Tokyo Drift. Because it's got the guy in Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
That's the
yeah.
guy. That movie looks so racist. So racist.
What are you
going to
do? Bring out your kung fu from the homeland?
It's like, wow, man. That's
really,
really?
Hey,
funny.
Racism sells these days.
Apparently
man.
So.
Yeah, dude, it's Feng Shui.
Have you seen Lincoln? Man, that movie is so racist.
And sexist.
Oh, my goodness. And sexist, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lincoln, bullet to the
Lincoln's
head.
Lincoln's always like, oh, them women, I hate them.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Keep talking.
Don't
again.
See it. Sylvester Stallone, who's in his late 60s, apparently.
Yeah, mid to late 60s.
Mid to late. What's that?
Older
hey,
than me, man.
Dude.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Really? Wow. Yeah, because you're pretty old.
I'm old. Like... 17.
Yeah. So don't see that movie.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I kind of want to see it. I'm curious.
Don't see
it.
Don't pay money for it.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't pay money for it.
No.
I didn't pay money to see Les Mis, and I didn't pay money to see Mama.
Or Abraham Lincoln Vampire.
Or Abraham Lincoln. And I'm just really glad, because they all kind of sucked.
Why did you see Mama anyway? Let's talk about Mama for a second.
Well, my sister, she had a friend that worked on the movie as a key grip. And so she was like, let's go see it. And so we went to see it, and she bought my ticket.
That's cool.
Which I have no gripes with.
That's cool.
And the movie sucked. It was just really baffling. It's like, why is this happening? And then she explodes into moths. I just like...
Spoiler alert, please, Nat.
It happens. You know, I just don't know.
Is that how it ends?
No. And then Jessica Chastain, everybody's like, she's so good. Okay, she's the fakest, like, emo woman. She's like... plays bass for her rock band, and she's like, ugh, I hate kids, but it's like, it's so expository. And like, I know people are like, but it's for scary scenes. But the scenes have so much music in the background, like, with their scary scenes, that it's just like...
not scary at all.
Yeah, there's no atmosphere. I'm sure someone who gets scared really easily will enjoy the heck out of that movie. It was just really poorly made, and the acting was just like, subpar at best. And then... you know, Les Mis is just, everybody thinks it's amazing, but it's a stupid movie. It's so stupid. There's nothing like, okay, there are many redeemable things about that movie, but it's so dumb. The way it works, guy goes to jail for 12 years for stealing a loaf of bread. Why? That's so dumb. Okay, but that's, okay, maybe, oh, sure, that's the culture. That's fine, whatever. But I'm just saying, he steals this girl's daughter... And then he's like, frickin' Russell Crowe's chasing him. Russell Crowe never ages in the 18-year span of this movie. Hugh Jackman goes from being bald to having normal hair to having gray curly hair. And Russell Crowe just stays fat and ugly throughout the whole movie. And every scene where it's like, the inspector's coming and he's there. It's just like, I don't know, it's a stupid, stupid movie. I know you guys love it and you've seen it. But shame on you. You guys probably love Tim McGraw, too. Two Lanes of Freedom, Country Music, and Les Mis. There you go. I made your Two Lanes of Freedom. Good for nothing, listeners.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
I hate you.
I was angry.
Yeah.
Moving on, what else?
We have a Nat rant of the week.
Yeah, that's
funny.
Yeah, there we go. Really gross.
That was weekly spew material. They should feature me on the weekly spew if they ever do that anymore.
I mean, it's kind of gross to watch, though. Your veins kind of start popping out in your neck. And
okay.
Right, I start foaming.
What's happening
mouth.
At the Bijou this week?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks for asking, guys. Oscar shorts are at the Bijou. Every year we acquire the shorts that are nominated for the Oscars, both live action and animated, and we play them back to back. So you guys should definitely check those out. I think Max and I went to the animated ones last
year.
Did
we
see live
action at all? No.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a long event or a short one?
Well, Max, considering they're short movies, it's going to be really long.
Okay.
Just really long. But they are... I think you can pay, I'm not positive on this, but you can make it so that you buy a ticket for both, and then you can just see both back-to-back, or you can see, like, live-action or animated. And it's not longer than, like, an hour long.
Okay,
so,
cool.
And they're pretty fun.
So, what do we got with video games?
Dead Space.
Well, Jenga, oh, sorry. Go for it.
I love Jenga, dude.
Not really a video game. No.
Dead Space 3 is coming out.
Okay.
Which some people are excited about.
Not me.
Not in this room.
Not me. Yeah. I didn't play any.
So,
like,
dude,
whatever.
I played the first one and it was cool, and then I played the second one and it was just like really annoying.
Yep.
It was just like you have to slice people up for like 3 hours. I don't know.
I'm just more of a fan of Medal of Honor Warfighter, which was recently taken off of the circulation because it's too good.
All right. Thanks for listening this week, guys.
We're about 4 minutes shorter. Somehow I ranted like 5 times in this episode. How are you guys doing? Shoot us a little comment or an email or maybe a money donation or a cake. I
just
like
a funny picture.
Yeah, you can get a shout out on our show because
if you want to know how
that is to your birthday
me,
parties.
Yeah, I'll be a clown. I look like one. I do a really killer Lawrence Fishburne impersonation.
Oh, wait, shh. Do it. Let's hear it.
I can't do it right now.
Dude, no, man.
I'll give you a quarter.
Okay. Hey, I'm Lawrence Fishburne.
That was money.
That was pretty good.
I'm in the mix. What are you gonna do?
That was money well spent.
The red pill or the blue pill? You choose.
Say welcome to the real world.
Welcome to the real world.
That's
man.
Not how he talks.
I think
special guest Lawrence Fishburne.
You sound like Billy Crystal.
No. Billy Crystal's like, yeah, I am Billy Crystal. You want to hear my Anne Hathaway impersonation?
Yeah.
Like, you want to hear my Hugh Jackman impersonation? You want to hear my Russell Crowe impersonation? I'm fat and I hate my life. Yes, those are my impersonations.
Wait, so he was playing Inspector Gadget.
He was
movie,
Inspector
right?
Gadget, actually.
Oh, no, it's Inspector Gadget. I will apprehend you with my ever-extending arms. And my go-go Gadget.
You know what? Have a good
Matthew
weekend.
Matthew Broderick.
Okay, I can do him. Hey, I'm Matthew Broderick.
Okay, all right. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys again next week.
Don't listen to Keith, Toby Keith?
McGraw.
Tim McGraw. Don't listen to him.